these old storm. I thought about the people down there, amen, and on the east side, east coast, amen, through that storm, amen, yeah. Going on. Some of them said, we're not leaving, we're going to bear the storm. Amen. That's the way Christians are. They stand in the storm and some run off and leave. Amen. But Christians are strong. Christians will stand in the storm. Strong faith will keep you stand through the storm. Amen. And I keep on going. Strong faith will. And you can't blame them for saying, oh, that's their home. They lived all their life. The media act like they've never been through a storm before. Amen. They've been going through storms all their lives. Amen. And trouble down on that east side. Amen. And I never forget the first hurricane that came up through our place where we was living up in the middle of South Central Virginia. Amen. Hazel was the name of it. Some of y'all remember that Hazel. Amen. Hazel come through that. And I asked a woman, man, she was terrible. But anyway. Amen. We grew around a great big old oak tree down there next to spring. I mean, that thing was big, and I played on that thing for a long time. Amen. I was in 53, I believe it was, 53. Amen. I played on that tree a long time. Amen. And of course, and it was a big old oak tree, and it had a lot of wood out of it. I don't know. I don't remember. Rain Daddy got somebody to saw it up. Amen. They fix it up for heater wood. We burn heater wood and stove wood too, kitchen wood too. And so I reckon they got somebody to cut it up. Maybe found somebody with a chainsaw and cut that thing. It'd have been hard. Most of the time we pull a cross cut saw. Now, if you never pull a cross cut saw, that's what you need to do that one time in your life. Amen. 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 But you put them on that cross cut saw, then your brother, amen, that's right. Well, it ain't hurt us. Hallelujah. Amen. It didn't hurt us one bit. We might not have liked it too much, but it didn't hurt us. Amen. But we had to cut not only heater wood for the winter and stove wood for the kitchen to cook food home, but then we cured the tobacco by wood and cut it about 5 feet long and throw it then up in a big fire box and heat it and cure out the tobacco. Amen, amen, of course. And then, so it was a lot of that had to be cut too, okay, curing out that crop. So, but anyway, amen, thank God it didn't hurt us. Hallelujah. We got it done, we got through it, amen. And that storm come through there. We was, and Daddy was stripping out the tobacco, stripping it out, that is, he's grating out the tobacco. And we boys would pull it off the sticks and set it there for Daddy to grate it out for the, and him and Mama would grate out the tobacco, amen. And of course, and put it in different grades. Then now, praise God, they just pack it all up on one big sheet. Amen. Forget about it. Pack it up on one big sheet. And there ain't no worry, no grading in it. And give them a better price for it when we was grading it out. Amen. But anyway, kept the wolf away from the door. Right. Amen. Amen. And can't get enough to go on for the glory of God. That's right. Amen. Amen. All right. Open your Bibles to Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians and chapter number 3. Amen. I'm moving on over to chapter number 3. And probably my last message. Amen. In Philippians. Amen. And of course, it's a great study of how you want to find how God desires for us. Because not all the way, but how our spirit ought to be toward the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And of course, I'm going to read a few verses through this, down to this chapter, and then bring the thoughts on my heart for tonight. Amen. You be praying for me. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 1. Philippians 3, verse number 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Now, the Bible says in Thessalonians, rejoice always. Amen. Amen. Rejoice. Amen. Be happy in Him. and not amen, amen, way some people, amen, claim to say, but they don't rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Well, if I didn't have no more than they have, I wouldn't want to be saved either. See, amen, right there. Amen. God's people ought to rejoice, rejoicing in Him, giving Him praise and thanks. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Amen. Reminding, writing the same things, preaching the same things over and over. Amen. But then it's not grievous to make you grievous, but it's to remind you. We're humans prone to forget. We're prone to not grasp everything in the service that God has for us. Yeah, and preacher can preach a service, and then if you'll come back and ask, now who got what out of the service today? You'd be surprised. Some got nothing. They don't remember nothing they got. And some didn't get, and you were, what got, and some of them got something that a preacher didn't ever preach. Amen. 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 But that's the work of God. He does that. Amen. Sometimes I like that. But anyway, he says, so it's not grievous for me, amen, to do that. But it's for you to be safe. And certainly it's for you to be safe in this hour that we're living in. And this hour that we're living. Beware of dogs. He's not talking about a four-legged animal. He's talking about a two-legged person, a sodomite, amen, a woman or man. Beware of them. Amen. Beware of them. Amen. And you beware of them. Because why? Because they'll lead you away from God and the things of God. Amen. And keep you from them. They know not God. There's no such a thing as a practicing sodomite and saved and going to heaven. There's no such a thing. Amen. So beware. They're doing things. The dogs are filthy. And dogs are filthy and do some filthy things. But not as filthy as these sodomites does. These sodomites does things that dogs won't do. Say amen right there. Amen. Yes, sir. And God calls them dogs. Amen. Not only in this verse of Scripture, but in a lot of the Scriptures there, God calls them beware. So beware of dogs, he says. And then beware of evil workers. Those that claim that they are saved, but they're involved in evil workers, you beware of them. You don't want to follow them. You don't want to follow their advice. They got advice for you, and amen. They always try to get you to think on their level, and when they you don't want to follow their advice. They're wrong, amen. Just go on. You got to live with people. You got to live with somebody, amen. But, brother friend, you don't follow their advice, amen. Amen. And certainly I would follow the advice of a Democrat. See, amen, right there. Amen. And so beware of workers, beware of evil workers, and beware of conclusion. Beware of evil workers. You don't want to be friends with a robber, a liar, a drunkard, amen, a beer guzzler, amen, a dope taker. You don't want to be around them and spend any time around. You have to put up with a certain amount of it if you're going to work out in the public and work out in the job. You're going to have to put up, and God will give you grace for whatever you need to be put up with. Amen. You build up with it. Amen. Amen. Went to work down at Expert Express when I was in Maryland hauling the freight. And of course, when I went in, you talking about cursing. Man, there was blaspheming going everywhere. But every time one of them would curse, I said, hey, wait a minute. I said, what makes you want to curse like that and talk about God that way? And you know what, before I left there, it got so hard that I haven't heard anybody curse. Amen. I just say, why you want to talk about God? What has He done against you? What is it that God has made you to be so mad and evil about to make you do like that? Amen. You know what, before I left there, didn't hardly any of them ever curse any. Amen. Thank God. Well, I just told them, you know, what has God got against you? Amen. Well, I wouldn't take their advice on nothing. Amen. If they try to give me some advice, it might be good, but I wouldn't take it. Amen. Why? Because of their cursing mouth. Amen. Cursing God, blaspheming God. They got the curse of God on them. And God will deal with them one day. Amen. It ain't up to you and I to deal with them, but if God will deal with them, we just keep on standing for the Lord. We just keep on standing for Him. Amen. And so he says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. Here's circumcision. We are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We rejoice in Christ. Amen. Just keep on, when I'm cursed, just keep on praising God. Amen. So thank God I'm saved. Thank God God gave me a new tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. And my old tongue ain't the same tongue. Thank God. And they'll get so they don't want to curse no more. Amen. You praise God every time. But if you sit up and get mad and show that you are, that's where I had to do my brother. I had to do my brother do it. Amen. And so I just praise the Lord and honor the Lord. And you know, God, so he wouldn't do it, but he would. If I showed I didn't like it, I'd tell him, y'all not to do that. Well, then, amen. But he gets to keep on then in spite. Hallelujah. But I just praise God. Thank God that I don't have a blaspheming mouth. Amen. Thank God God took me from a blaspheming mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. But I thank God it worked. It worked with him. And pray for him. And pray for him. Uphold him to God. Amen. Every morning, every evening, pray and lift him up to God and ask God to do something in our life. Amen. And I'm not talking about in your house now. I didn't let it go on in my house. They started drinking, I start cursing and carrying on in my house, and then you gotta make that ain't gonna go on here. Amen. Amen. So, amen. I'll try to keep my house clean. I want my house to be clean, thank God. And I want it to be clean and for God's glory. All right. Look at what it says, verse number 4. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath thereof, he must glory. He might glory or trust in his flesh. I more circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Do you get that? He said, it's touching the law. I was a Pharisee. What do you mean he fulfilled it all? He done his best to, and he full in the sight of man, not in sight of his heart, but in the sight of man, he fulfilled all of the scriptures in the sight of man. What about that? Hey, but he wasn't looking at his heart. He didn't see his heart. Amen. He wasn't dealing with his heart. Concerning zeal, persecuted the church, and touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless, is touching righteousness which is of the law. He was blameless. Amen. But what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. He told me what I gained in the religion, amen, the Jewish religion, I counted all loss. He had lifted himself to one of the highest positions as a Pharisee that can be lifted in the religious, Jewish religion. Amen. Reminds me of a bunch of Catholics. Amen. Amen. But anyway, yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the ecstasy and the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. Got rid of all his pretense, and now it's all litigation. Thank God he suffered all the loss that he lost in that, and what they call recognition that he had among the Jews. He suffered all loss. Amen. Well, he became a great enemy of the Jew, didn't he? And they sought out to kill him. For whom I have also suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. He said, I count them as nothing. Amen. Phil, concerning knowing Jesus. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God through faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and made conformable unto his death. That are the things we ought to strive to know. and strive to know. That's three things there we ought to strive to know. Amen. Yes, sir. And I'm living for God, not to be a Pharisee, but amen, to know the Lord. Amen. And being conformed into His image. And amen. And suffer the fellowship of His suffering. Suffering for the name of Christ. Yes, sir. Amen. Then verse number 11 says, "By if in the mean I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that from which also I am apprehended of Christ." He said, "I got apprehended of Christ one day. Now I want to apprehend that." Amen. He said, "Christ on the way to Damascus." Amen. Christ apprehended him. Amen. And got him. Now he counts everything but loss that he may apprehend. He might apprehend Christ. Christ apprehended him. Now he wants him. He wants him. He wants him. He don't want the Jewish law any longer. He don't want to fulfill the law of the letter any longer. He wants Jesus. He wants Jesus. He wants to apprehend Jesus. Oh, that ought to be the desire of every one of our hearts, that we may apprehend Him like He apprehended us. Amen. He apprehended you. He ought to be apprehending me. And if you're saved, He apprehended you. Amen. Oh, yeah. If you're not got on the Holy Ghost conviction and He apprehended you to live for Him, then you know you're not a child of God. You don't belong to God. Amen. He's got to apprehend you. Amen. Apprehend you. He's got to make you hate everything you are. Amen. He's got to bring you to place you despise everything that you are and hate everything you are, because everything you are is against the righteousness of Christ. It's against the righteousness of Christ. Amen. So we need it for Him to apprehend you. Amen. To apprehend you. Yes, He does. In Christ. Verse number 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forth to the things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what he's trying to apprehend. He's pressing forward. Hey, there's no place to stop. There's no place to give up. Amen, brother friend. We keep on apprehending. We keep on going on. We keep on trying to apprehend Christ. Oh, I want more of Him in my life. Amen. Not that I may appear before men to be holy, but that I might appear before Him to be holy. Amen. Care what man thinks about it. No way. Amen. In the sense of trying to attain righteousness in the presence of man. Amen. No, I want to be in, but I want to be a Christian. I want to be a child like God. I want to act like a Christian, be like a Christian before mankind. But amen. But I'm trying to apprehend Christ. I'm trying to apprehend Christ. Now, if you're trying to apprehend Christ the way you ought to apprehend Christ, you won't be all mad and all upset or thinking you better than somebody else or think you more righteous than somebody else. And ain't nobody else that's quite as holy as you are. Hey, that's not the right kind of apprehending. Oh, no. Hey, God, Christ, what did He do? He became humble and humbled Himself unto the death of the cross. And that's what apprehending Him will do, will cause you to become humble. Amen. Be the leader. Hey, you think you got something. You think you're spirit-filled. You're not. Hallelujah. Hey, spirit-filled people don't go around and telling people they're spirit-filled or telling them what kind of Christian they are. Hey, you don't go around. You just tell them you're saved by the grace of God. God saved you and made a change in you. Amen. That's all you got to say. You don't go around telling people how righteous you are. Amen. Amen. You ain't got much if that's what you do. That's right, because it ain't your righteousness. It's Jesus Christ's righteousness. It's His righteousness. Now looking back in verse number 13, give my text tonight. Verse 13, he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing." this one thing. Amen. Amen. This one thing. This one thing is what? Forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forth to the prize of those things which are before. This one thing. Amen. This one thing. I want to say to you tonight, this one thing as to concerning the past. So many people have so much trouble with the past. Hey, but Paul said, I'm forgetting those things in the past. Jesus saved you. He washed you. He made you clean and pure. And I meet people all the time, so they say, I just can't get over the past. Well, you ain't going to never get it all out of your mind, but thank God you got Jesus. Hallelujah. You can rejoice in Him. Amen. But if any devil, so he brings up some stuff in my life, I wouldn't. The Lord wasn't there. Amen. But He did. But it makes me go ahead, hang on, and go on and be more faithful and truthful to the Lord. I don't meditate on that past. Amen. I try to forget it and go on. God cleansed you. God saved me. God saved you. He made a new creature out of you. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not the old creature no more. Hallelujah. Forgetting the past. This one thing Paul is saying in the book of Philippians. And boy, how good and how sweet it is if we forget our past. Amen. It's serene. Amen. And God, and let God lead us and guide us. And we reach forth. We're reaching forth for more. Hungry for more. Preacher, preach to me. Preacher, give me the word of God. Let me hear the word of God. I hunger for more. I'm hungry for more. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Preacher, the word of God. Amen. Give it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me, preacher. I'll obey the word of God if you'll show it in the Holy Ghost. And He will. If you desire that, He'll show you the word of God and what's needed in your heart and your life. He'll show it to you. Amen. The preacher might not ever preach on that one thing. Amen. Himself. But He'll show it to you if you're desiring that, having that desire to apprehend Him, having that desire to apprehend the Lord. Oh, He'll show it to you. All of a sudden, I became the most filthy man that I've ever known. Amen. When I got saved, I was the most filthy person I had to be, and I still think today I was the most filthy person because, hey, God dealt with me with my sin, not that if I was better than somebody else or not. Amen. He dealt with my sin, and He dealt with me as I was, and I was the most, in my eyes and in my sight and in my knowledge, I was the most filthy man that there ever was. Amen. Even a lot of people in church think, well, I ain't as bad as somebody else. I ain't as bad as that brother over yonder, that sister over yonder. I'm not as bad as them. Oh, you're worse than they are. Amen. You feel that way. You're the worst person. You're in the worst shape. Amen. Than they are. Yes, you are. Oh, yes. Look at what he says. So, the past. Amen. Amen. Defeat will come to you if you dwell on the past. You'll be defeated. The devil will defeat you. Amen. Brother Finney, make you feel right. You cannot live in yesterday. Amen. Thank God yesterday is over. It's behind you. Go on. We press forward to the mark of the high call in the rest of the scripture. Say we press forth to the mark, to the prize of the high calling of God. We keep on pressing on. Amen. Pressing on. Amen. The song tells us. We press on. So you can't live in the past. You can't shout the victory living in the past. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have no shout in you. You don't have no glory in living in the past. No, sir. You got to live in the future, living tomorrow, serving God tomorrow. Yes, sir. Read that. I want to say, next of all, this one thing is to be overcome doubt. Overcoming doubt. We cannot today what tomorrow may bring. We live by faith. We sung about it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hey, you don't live in doubt. You don't be a defeated soul, and you're living exactly where God wants you to live if you're living in doubt. You're doubting God. You're doubting this. You're doubting that. Well, I'm down there. No, thank God we live by faith. Amen. I'm fixing to walk out again. Amen. By faith, I'm 76 years of age. My wife, amen. Amen. We got obligations. Amen. God knows all about them. Amen. But I want to tell you what, I'm walking out by faith again. Amen. Amen. Walking out by faith again, believing God, trusting God, and asking God and God's people. Amen. God has spoke to God's people, amen, for years now in this life that we have lived. And amen, hear from them. Amen, Brother Finney. Take care of my obligations. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. It takes care of my obligations. Amen. Well, amen. While I'm living by faith, I care not what tomorrow brings. Hey, I'm not no more. You can tell I'm real nervous about what's going to happen to me next week, don't you? You can tell. You see them right there. I'm real nervous about that. Amen. Amen. Next month, next year, of course, I pray I'll be busy somewhere before that time. Amen. Anyway, amen, amen. There was something that happened. Well, I already got a little church, got 7 members in it over in Kentucky. I'm going to try my best to be a blessing to them. Going on, and I won't be preaching. Amen. I preach some, but the pastor, I won't be pastoring. Amen. Amen. I'm going to sit on the pew like you sitting on the pew tonight, listen to him and encouraging him, saying hallelujah, amen to him. Let him know I appreciate what he's saying. Amen. Thank God. And then doing what I can do to help the work there. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. I could be in Brother Shepherd's church, but Brother Shepherd don't leave me, don't leave my wife. He got a piano player sitting all over the audience there. His son plays. There's all kind of piano players around there. Amen. He don't need my, but this little church can use my wife to play the piano, and they're glad to have her. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, there's a brother Duncan's church. I could be in Brother Duncan's church. But he got piano players, and he got all that kind of blessing in his church. He don't need nobody. But this little church needs somebody. Amen. Oh, yeah. So I'd rather be down there with that little group of people where we'll need it. Amen. Than sitting on a pew. And I could sit on either one of those pews. But I'm telling you, amen. But I'd rather be there where we'll need it. Amen. Just our presence in that church will be such a blessing to those 7 people. Amen. It certainly will. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. It'll be a blessing to him, and it'll be a blessing to us. They'll be a blessing to us also. Amen. Well, anyhow, and I don't know how much time I spend there, but what time I'm not busy somewhere else, I'll spend some time there. Yes, amen. All right. But oh, hey, don't let doubt get you down. The devil uses that as one of his greatest tools to hinder a young Christian is doubt. It's making you doubt. Amen. And he uses that word of that. We're not of those that doubt, the Bible said, but we're those that go on, hallelujah, for the glory of God. Look over with me in, amen, let's see, John chapter number 9. John chapter number 9. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter number 9. The Gospel of John, chapter number 9. Look there what the Word of God has to say to us. Gospel of John, amen, chapter number 9. In the Gospel of John, amen, amen. Yes, sir. Amen, amen. 25. Amen. Gospel of 9, John. Amen, verse number 9. I like this answer. These Jews on this man got healed, got his eyes open, got blind from being blind. Boy, they trying to get him to deny the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's what he has to say. Amen. And look at verse number 22. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man confessed that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue, or that he believed in Christ, what he's talking about. Therefore, his parents said, he is of age, asked him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise now. And we know that this man is a sinner. And he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, wherein I was blind, now I see. Yeah. Hey, that's your good, that's a good answer for the devil. He come asking you and making you doubt him, and he will. He's trying to get this false profession out of this boy, out of this young man. He's an older man. Amen, but friend, but he said, I know one thing. One thing, I don't know what he is, but I know one thing about me, wherein I was blind, now I see. Woo! Thank God! I see, I know I'm saved by the grace of God. Know I'm saved. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. And of course, and so he said that. So the devil trying to get him, he settled your assurance. Settle your assurance in your heart that you're saved by God's grace. You'll never mount to anything for the glory of God doubting what if you're saved or not. You won't mount to much for God that way. Amen. God can't, you see, the devil won't let you give your testimony with joy and gladness in it and truth in it if you're in doubt, if it's yourself. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, and I was blind, but now I see. Amen. I remember that to you. You remember it? Amen. I will always, amen, have someone come up and say, he did, he said, you will always have someone come up and say, how did you get saved? Well, amen. I know I did. Amen, brother friend. I know I got saved. Amen, amen, brother friend. And you know. God changed you that time. God said. Now, I made a profession as a teenage boy, a young teenage boy. Amen, but I never made no change in me. Amen. All I've done, got my name on the church roll and got wet when I went through the baptistry. Amen. That's all the thing happened to me. Amen. Amen. But hallelujah. At the age of 21, almost 22 years of age, God done a work in my life on that Thursday night. I met Jesus that night. Amen. I didn't get into church. I got in Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. And I know that it happened. Amen. 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 Yes, sir. Well, amen, amen. Did you pray through? Somebody want to know, did you pray through? Amen, amen, amen. I must have, because he met with me. Amen. So I must have got through. That's right. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Every Christian must settle it. Every child of God must settle it. One thing about the amen. Doubt is the chief major reason for Christians for failure. They become a failure in their life because they doubt. Hey, you don't live by the failures. You live by doubt. You don't live by doubt. You live by faith. We sung about it tonight. Amen. Now the just shall live by what? Faith. Hallelujah. You don't live by doubt, but doubt would only leave you, the devil will leave you to failure in your life. Amen. Leave you to total failure. Amen. Failure. Yes, sir. You'll be a failure in the things of God if you can't settle that about your salvation. Amen. This one thing I know, he said, this one thing is to do, amen, overcome materialism. Overcome material. We live in a day and age today, you're supposed to be really somebody. If you be rich and you have plenty of money, you're somebody. You're somebody if you're saved. You're somebody if you're a child of God. Amen. Sometimes God uses some folks that make plenty of money, but if they use it for God, amen, God's going to bless them more. If they don't use it for God, then God's going to bless them less. Amen. sure way of getting the blessings of God on your family. You're faithful in your materialism that God gives you. Amen. Material things that God gives you. You're faithful to God in it. Amen. You want God to use you. Be faithful in your finances. Be faithful to God. Amen. Hey, we've gone about, me and my wife have gone about groceries in order that we could be faithful to God. Amen. Brother Phil, we've gone without clothes for our children in order that we could be faithful to God in giving our tithes, amen, and offerings to a church. I give my tithe by the grace of my brain, all right? But I want the blessings of God on me. I give my tithes and missions offerings to my home church. I give an offering and mission offering and then an everyday general offering to this church. And amen, that little church I'm going to help, I give them an offering and a mission offering to that little church. Well, I could buy me a pretty good size, almost new pickup truck. Well, I know I could buy a brand new one for the finances I put in, give away every month. Amen, that I give away. I could make a payment on a brand new pickup truck. I'm going to keep driving this one. I'm looking forward to getting, got 238,000 on it right now. Amen. I'm anxious to hit 340, 350. I'm going to try to get 500 on it. Amen. Hallelujah. God will let me. Amen. But amen. But somebody, amen. Well, anyway, I'm going to get off of that. Materialism. Men has great problems with our materialism. Amen. And here's what they'll do. They'll put, he was a good man. He was an honest man. He was a moral man. He was a good faring man. He was a commandment man. Amen. He believed the commandments and kept them. Amen. Man. But none of that tells about them being saved. And that's what they'll say at the funeral about somebody. Well, he's a good man. He's a moral man. He's a good man. He kept the commandment. He was a fair-giving man. Amen. He gave to the poor. Hey, all of that don't mean anything if you're lost without God. But being saved, amen, amen, it has some results to it. Amen, amen, that's what, amen. Go, amen, thy way. And sell all, the young man came to him that was rich. Amen, he said, go and sell all thou have. Give to the poor. Have treasures in heaven. And take up the cross and come and follow me. But he was sad, but he was, of course, he was rich. And he went away grieved. He went away grieved. He didn't go away with joy. He didn't go away with joy in his heart, joy in his soul. He went away grieved. He certainly did. One thing to do, overcome spiritual ignorance. It's one thing you to do. You're overcome. Hey, you've got no, you got a faith thing, intellect. You shouldn't be spiritually ignorant. You should be going through that Bible so much and see what is taught, what your responsibility is. Amen. To serve God and be with God. And you ought to know that by heart. Amen. You got a good intellect. And you can read the Word of God. Amen. Be overcome with spiritual ignorance. Paul said, I'll not have you to be ignorant of these things, brethren. Amen. We're not ignorant of what's going on right now as the children of God. We're not ignorant where this land is at. We're not ignorant where the world is at and what they're doing. We're not ignorant of that. We sit back and, amen, and our heart rejoices because we know what's going on. We're not blinded. We're not ignorant of what's going on. We're not ignorant of what's going on in the politician world. Amen. We know what's going on. One bunch trying to raise up higher than another bunch. Amen. One bunch trying to have more says so than another bunch. Amen. And that's been that battle for years, and it ain't ceased and it won't cease. Amen. It will not cease. Hallelujah. Amen. What I do, pray for President Trump. Lord, let us live a quiet and peaceful life. Amen. And what he believes and what he stands for, I don't think he's going to bother us. That'll say we can keep on doing our work for God. We're not in trouble for him turning loose. But if that, I tell you, it's three or four little devils up there. Amen. If they get in there, they're going to turn loose on us. On us. It is sure. Amen. They'll be like they're going to throw us in a line of dens. But I got a God can take care of a line of dens. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yeah. They're safe for that. Amen. Certainly so. Well, amen. Salvation. Amen. That the Lord has given us. Amen. We have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We certainly to do. Amen. And then our knowledge of the Scripture. I'm saved because of this Bible says I'm saved. I'm a child of God because this Bible says I'm a child of God. Amen. Amen. I wouldn't give any preacher in the world a nickel to tell me that I'm a child of God. Amen. I don't need him to tell me that. He can tell me I maybe live like a child of God, but he can't put no confidence in me that I'm saved. I got all confidence in my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You can have that. Yes, you can have that. Amen. And amen. Our work of faith can't be taken away from us. It can't be taken away from us. Our place of salvation in the Lord can't be taken away from us. Oh, no. Amen. The devil can try, the world can try, but it can't be taken from us. Our hope of seeing our Lord and Savior can't be taken away from us. Amen. I might get down so I can't hardly breathe, but I know I'll be like some of the best saints of old. I get down that close. Amen. I'm going to start get a far off look in my eye. Amen. Hallelujah. Getting get on that bed, I've seen them do it. Get down on that bed and getting close to that devil, that far off look gets over on it now. They don't hardly know you around. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Get that far off look. My hope cannot be taken away from me. Thank God my home, heavenly home, can't be taken away from us. We can't be taken. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If not so, I told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. I go to prepare a place. Hey, I got a heavenly home over here on the other side. Amen. Yes, sir. And it can't be. So don't forget these things. Don't forget these things, children. And hold them dear. Hold them dear to your heart. Hey, hold them dear. The things you have in Jesus Christ. Don't you forget them. Don't you forget them. This one thing. Apostle Paul says that about that church down at Ephesus, Philippi. He says, don't forget this one thing. Amen. Salvation. Amen. These things are so precious to us. They are so precious to us. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah.